You're with SBS Radio.
What inspired me is showcasing the beautiful ingredients that we get from some of our suppliers, and I wanted to showcase some of the ingredients that are a little bit less common and less heard of, so we can sort of introduce that into more of the diners' minds, I guess. So we started off with some beautiful kwandongs, which are foraged from my father from Kalgoorlie, which he foraged in October, which we've preserved, and then we're using throughout the summer menu. And then we've also got some beautiful limes, which we get from one of our suppliers from Jinjin. And then moving on to the entree, we had really nice kingfish, which we paired with Geraldton wax, which is an ingredient we use a lot in this restaurant, which grows all through the southwest, which we also paired with finger lime. And then onto the main course, we paired the protein with pepper berry leaf, which is a native pepper, which the leaf is also edible as well. It's one of my favorite ingredients to use. And also paired that with a type of native spinach, which we char quite heavily to get like kind of a sort of a campfire kind of feel to it. And then onto the dessert, we use strawberry gum, which is a type of eucalyptus, which is very uncommon, which is one of my favorite things to use in desserts.
Wow. And how do you source these ingredients? Because you said some are foraged, but, which would be easy if you know what they are, what looking for, you go and pick it up where it is. But how do you source these ingredients?
We work very closely with a small group of three or four suppliers. Some of them grow ingredients specifically for us, and then others have a range that we work with. In particular, Tuckerbush, which is a supplier out of Sawyers Valley in the Perth Hills, grows some items for us. And then also Bush Lolly, which is a Indigenous-owned company, which are based out of Karratha. But yeah, their farm is actually in South Australia, so we get a lot of ingredients from them as well.
I wasn't there, but I saw the menu and I saw the photos. Very, very beautiful photos. And one particular thing that struck me, they are so beautiful, they don't even look like food. You just want to put them on a calendar or nice photo frame and just put on your wall.
Thank you very much.
The raw Geraldton kingfish, well, that was on the menu, but there's one that struck me. It looks more like a flower than a food.
Yeah, I mean, we take a lot of pride in the presentation of the food. I mean, we obviously don't want to be too beautiful to put anyone off, but
we
that's what motivates us, is presenting beautiful food to the customers and treating the ingredients with a lot of respect, and yeah, that's sort of our aim from the kitchen.
Yeah, and it's also part of storytelling. What story these are all tell? Because there was a storyteller's night.
The story that we want to tell is just the story of our suppliers that are investing in these ingredients, and yeah, we want to just present that to our guests.
Native foods are becoming very, very popular, and they are being not even just Indigenous, they're going mainstream as well.
Yeah.
Is that one thing you look forward to developing as well?
We feel very much a part of the growing industry, and however we can help to bring more awareness to these ingredients is only going to be beneficial for the industry, I believe, and from, you know, not only from for the diners, but also for the suppliers and the farmers and everything in between. I think just having, with these ingredients, I think it's very important to just have quite an open mind and just be willing to experience something that you maybe haven't tried before.
Yeah. Are they on your menu? People can come any time of the week or find these beautiful ingredients, or are they just one-off?
All the time. So the menu is always based around these native ingredients. We're open from Tuesday to Saturday, just closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.